You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
What we have here this morning, what's perhaps the most well-known and central prophecy of the Lord's birth in the whole of the Scripture. It's the most well-known. We probably know it quite well. It's Isaiah 7:14. We're looking at the verses also surrounding that. But let's build up to it. Let's get it a bit in context. I think we'll actually get some better insight into this very famous passage if we see where it comes from in Isaiah. Chapter 7 in Isaiah is a scene where the king of Judah, Ahaz, is threatened by the kings of Syria and the northern kingdom of Israel. And he's shaking in his boots. And so Isaiah sends word to the king saying, look, don't be afraid. God will protect you. God will judge these other nations. They will not overtake you, basically. And then says at the end of verse 9, if you are not firm in your faith, you will not be firm at all. He cautions Ahaz. There's a kind of warning that he needs to actually believe. To be firm in faith, that's going to be crucial to being the Lord's servant in this situation. And then we pick up now our passage in verse 10 immediately following, and it says, again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. So through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord offers to Ahaz the opportunity to kind of strengthen his faith. Ask for a sign, whether it be as deep as Sheol, the place of the underworld, or high as heaven, the place where God dwells. Whatever it might be, God will provide. It's a tremendously generous offer, so that his faith might be strengthened. But what does Ahaz do? Verse 12. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Ahaz pretends to be kind of humble. Well, I'm not going to test God by asking for great things. But in fact, what this indicated wasn't humility, but unbelief. An unwillingness to step out and trust God and act and hear his word, call out for a sign, and allow the Lord to establish him as a faith-filled king of the land of Judah. And he, the prophet, the Lord through the prophet said, hear then, verse 13, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? There's a weariness here in this kind of faithless excuse of a response. And then comes the key verse. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. You're not going to ask for a sign. The Lord will give one anyway. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And as the New Testament passage says, Emmanuel in Hebrew means God with us. Well, there it is. You know, what do you do with this? What kind of sign is that? Well, it looks like from what follows that this may have had some initial fulfillment, although it's very difficult to know how this was actually fulfilled. What does it mean? How did the virgin conceive and give birth if there was some kind of initial fulfillment? It's often noted here that the word for virgin, Alma in Hebrew, can also mean just young woman. And it just could be, you know, the young queen or something like this who's giving birth. Anyway, it's not so clear in the context just what it means. If we were just looking at this saying, wow, this is really interesting. God spoke and said, this shall be the sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And you shall call his name Emmanuel. There'll be a son given who will represent. He will be God with us in some way. And looking at it just from the passage, you don't know what it means. It's not so clear. Well, of course, when you look at the Gospel of Matthew and you you look back to chapter 1 on the birth of Jesus Christ, it says, basically, to the angel saying to Joseph, this is 1:21, your wife, Mary, will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, let's recall, at this time, though they were betrothed, Mary was still a virgin. They had not come together. They were not living as man and wife. There had been no relations. And it says then in verse 22, this is now the evangelist speaking, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the, you know, one of the fundamental passages of the coming of the Lord, that the Lord had decided well ahead of time, hundreds of years before his actual coming, that the Lord would give a sign to the people of Israel, would give a sign that he's active, that he's coming to deliver. And the sign would be that a virgin will conceive incredibly and will bear a son, and the name of that one, his name will be God with us. Of course, the name is Jesus, God saves, Yahweh saves. But the name God with us, the name can represent not his actual like name on a birth certificate, as it were, but the name that declares the identity. In the scriptures, you can have many names, as it were, even if it's not the name you go by in daily life. The name indicates identity. And this one who is named Jesus, Yeshua, is also Emmanuel, God with us. You know, what do we make of this? Well, to put it very simply, if God had not acted actually in the life of Mary and Joseph and brought about this this birth of a son who had the Almighty as a father, we would never know how this passage in Isaiah was fulfilled. But now we do. Once we see what God has done, we can recognize this is how he gave the sign that God is with us. And I would just highlight here as I close the place of faith. If you do not believe, you will not stand firm, said to Ahaz. Ahaz failed in faith, and the sign was given, but wasn't actually in his day made manifest. The angel of the Lord came to another individual, an individual named Mary, and though she was bewildered with the announcement, responded in faith. Let it be done to me according to your word. She made herself the willing servant of the Lord's purpose. So we see here faith receiving the word of God, bringing forth God in the flesh in this case. This is what we celebrate here in Christmas upcoming. I just finally say, we're meant to have that faith too. We're meant to be strong in faith, so when God's word comes to us, we also can bring forth that word, and it can bear fruit in its season in the way that the Lord desires.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.